This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
We are brothers, sir. We have Abby. You agree now? You know, when we used to call it West Africa, you know, Nigerians, we can be arrogant. We'll say West Africa. We'll call ourselves and call it West Africa. When we are calling West Africa faith, once we are there, we say it's the whole of West Africa, right? Okay. But his ministry, I've been watching it for over 5 years now and observing it. I don't like to be critical, but you know, you have all kinds of prophetic voices in the continent now that are doing wonders. Let's just leave it like that. So you have this, but I've observed he's a solid man and a solid minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank God he's properly dressed without any Arsenal logo this morning, so we can just introduce him straight. Let's rise to our feet and welcome Prophet Gideon Danso.
Go ahead and give God a praise in the house right now. Come on, sustain the clap. You can do better right now. What an atmosphere. We celebrate the one and only Pastor Porter. Can we do that better right now? Come on, Nigeria, you can do better in celebrating your pastor. Amen. Of course, Ghana and Nigeria are indeed brothers. We have our own thing going on, but we are truly, deeply connected. And we thank God for that. I can't wait to have Pastor Poju in our church in Ghana to just come there and just bless our house. This is a great house, and we don't take for granted the opportunity to minister and to preach here. It's a great church and a great ministry. Thank you for having me, and I will retaliate in Ghana. Come on, let's celebrate Pastor Poju one more time. I'm saying celebrate your pastor one more time, your pastor. You know, it has been an intense atmosphere. And so we want to stand on the same protocols to teach. Come with me to James chapter 5 and the verse number 17 and 18. You may be seated, of course. James 5, 17 and 18, the Bible says, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Verse 18 says that he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her produce. Father, speak right now in the language you understand. Give us advantage in the spirit, and let us walk in that supernatural dominion in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to speak to you briefly on the subject I call the prayer factory. Tell somebody, the prayer factory. Please speak back to me. Say, the prayer factory. Yeah. Tell someone, say, prayer, yeah, is a factory. Yeah. Come on, how many of you agree? I say, prayer, yeah, is a factory. You don't look at someone and tell the person, say, prayer is a factory. Yeah. I don't know, but you have come to a faith prayer factory. And you are right now in an atmosphere of all possibilities. You are in a place where any and everything can be created. I love the factory. I mean, we talk of prayer every day, and the reason why people don't pray is because we don't understand the reason for prayer. I love to pray. And when you look at why prayer, the original or the primary reason for prayer had really nothing to do with needs. So because we pray a need-oriented prayer, when our needs are met, we stop praying. So all our prayer is based on need. So when we pray and our needs are met, we stop praying. Or when we pray and pray and pray and the needs are not met, we get discouraged and stop praying. But prayer in its original intent and plan of God really had nothing to do with the need. Four reasons why we pray. Number one, for communion. In prayer, we get the opportunity to spend time with God. Prayer is a time of hanging out, engaging, connecting, fellowshipping, spending time with God. What does it mean? It means to say that it's a time where the creation spend time with the Creator. It is to say that God, you bless me, but I can't live without you. It is to say that God, you've elevated me, but I can't live without you. God, you've given me all this thing, but without you, I can do nothing. And I need you, Lord. I want you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I said, I want to stay here with you, Lord. I want to spend time with you. In prayer, we commune with God. We spend time with God. It is like having a relationship. You know that. That is to say that if you had a girlfriend or a fiance or a wife or a husband who only engages you when they need something from you, you feel abuse. You feel taken advantage of. You feel like somebody's not serious with you. And so in the place of prayer, we say, God, we don't come only to you when we need something, but we actually need you. And without you, we can do nothing. And if you are truly in love with God, you want to spend time with God. Number two, the second reason why we pray is for revelation. Revelation. In the place of prayer, God reveals himself. I know you know things. And I know you have things. But there's a realm and a dimension that God is yet to reveal to you. You ain't seen anything in God. There are depths in God. There are realms in God. There are places in God. There are higher dimensions in God. And it's only in the place of prayer that God downloads stuff, that God reveals stuff, that God will show you things, that God will deposit in your spirit. The next thing, there's a prayer that the old mothers used to pray, and that was, God, whatever you want to do in the earth, don't do without me. God, I want to know you. God, show me stuff. The Bible says, Jesus asked Simon Peter, what do men say that I am? So some say you are the one of the prophet Elias, one says John the Baptist, one says you are Jeremiah. And so what do you say that I am? And he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus looked at him and says, this has nothing to do with the flesh. And that if you went to school 1,000 years, you will not know this. This has got to do with the spiritual revelation. Revelation. In prayer, God reveals self. Call unto me in the days of trouble, and I will answer thee, and I will show you great and mightier things you do not know of. Come on, look at and tell the person, there are stuff in God. Tell somebody, there are just too many things in God. Tell somebody, when you spend time with God, he will show you stuff.
He reveals stuff to you. In other words, things will not happen to you by surprise. Things will not happen to you unawares. You are in the currency of God. You stay in the realm and the dimension as a watchman when you know things.
It's my prayer that we don't live in a house, God forbid, that the next person is about to die and we don't even see it. It's my prayer that things don't happen to us unawares. It's my prayer that we don't become so busy that we don't get to know what God is doing, what God is showing, what God is taking us. It's my prayer that we stand in the place where we get revelation from God. Number three, the third reason we pray is for edification. Edification. Jude said, but you, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Karabasuka. Ramaka paramakataya. Come and come. Moki paramakutaya. I can't feel you. I can't feel you. I can't feel you. Open your mouth and speak in our tongue. Rabo kapa. Ramakutama kataya. Rakapuna. Come on, build it. 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 Watch this. Watch this. Prayer. Watch this. Watch this. Hear me, church. Prayer is a place where you build yourself. Some build physical muscles. Some have got 6 packs, 8 pack, 4 pack. I'm still working on mine. But if all you got is physical building, you are not strong. If all you got as muscles, you are not strong. But Jude compares prayer to building. Come on, give me some exercise. Give me some building. Some of you guys, you wake up in the morning and this is what you do. You build and build and build. But let me tell you something. Hold it. If all you got is this building, you are not building well. Some build physical muscle. But when we pray, we build spiritual muscle. We build spiritual capacity. We build power. We build strength. We build supernatural capacity and strength in the place of prayer. You build. I wish you can tell somebody it's time to build. Come on, tap. So it's time to build. When I pray, I build. When I pray, I build spiritual capacity, spiritual muscle, spiritual strength, spiritual energy, spiritual ability to stand. The devil is a liar. That 2024, I'm not only going to build natural, I'm going to build spiritually, I'm going to build capacity, I'm going to build strength, I'm going to build muscle, I'm going to build. But you, thank you. But you, beloved, building up yourself. I wish you can tell a brother next to you and tell the person, if all you got is spiritual muscles, so if all you got is 6 pack and physical muscle, you got nothing. Say, I dare you to build in the spirit. I dare you to build in prayer. I dare you to build Kaba Kudaba, Ramo Kuda Masua, Alei Tanamakapaya, Ripanukapaya, Ali Kapana, Redi Sukapaya, Alei Tunamakasaya. Kodobosaya. Come on, let's build. Come on, let's build. Come on, let's build. Open your mouth. Come on, let's build. Let's build strength. Let's build power. Let's build for the year. Let's build for the days. Are you opening your mouth? I can't hear your voice. Come on. Come on, Wapek. Come on, Nigeria. Come on, people of God. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. But you, beloved, building up yourself. Are you building? 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 Kosanama. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. But you, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Watch me, church. You can build one floor, third floor, fourth floor,
fifth floor. Tell somebody, where are you in your building? Some are built to just first floor. But 2024, as you start the year, we are going 104. We are going so high. We are going so strong. We are going so powerful. We are building. Prayer is for edification. I found out that people want to prophesy. Bible says, he that prophesy edifies the church. Right? But he that speaks in tongues edifies himself. So understand that you want to edify the church, but you can't give what you don't have. And when you have to edify yourself, you have nothing to edify. We have a bunch of people who are in a rush to speak to the church when they haven't spoken to God. We have a bunch of people who are in a hurry to prophesy when they haven't prayed to God. When you spend time with God, you have something to tell the church. Don't you come here and not have spent time with God and want to spend time with God's people. Whenever you spend time with God, you can spend time with the church. And the fourth reason why we pray is for enforcement. 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 In the place of prayer, we enforce the finished works on the cross. In the place of prayer, you see, it is like the Bible is full of the weight of God's promises and the finished works. The works are finished. It is done. It's over. It is finished. The works of your salvation, of your healing, of your peace, of your prosperity, of your deliverance, of your victory over the enemy is finished. It's done. It is sealed. But do you know that there are wills that people have made that opponent are contesting? You can make a will to will a house to somebody, but another person can contest the will. And whether you like it or not, there's a devil contesting your will. I don't know about you, but I know that there's a wrestling. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we do wrestle. There's a wrestling going on. There's a fight going on. So what do we do in prayer? In prayer, we take what is finished. We take the will. We take the finished work on the cross. And we stand in the court of heaven and argue our case. And enforce the work. And enforce what God, when enforce what Christ did. In the place of prayer, we enforce. That is why it is one thing to hear, but another thing to see. Some have heard, but they are yet to see what they heard. I thank God for faith confession. But the dimension of prayer that says, what I heard must become what I see. There's a realm in prayer that says, I heard this from God, but it is one thing to hear. Have you not heard so many things? Is it the case that what you heard is what you are seeing? Sometimes what we hear is not usually what we see. Elijah said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Then he sent a servant to go and check. First time, second time, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. All these seconds, what he heard was not what he was seeing. Elijah said, until what I hear becomes what I see. Rakapu, Karabesh, Kolabash, Aramukutaya, Kelimatunamaka, Vatunakapaya, Aritonamakapa. What I heard must become what I see. There was a certain Simeon who dedicated himself in the temple that said he saw by revelation the birth of the Messiah. But he said, unto what I hear, unto what I heard becomes what I see, I'm not leaving this place. And he tarried for years praying what he heard. There's a realm in prayer that what we heard must be enforced until we hear, until we see what we heard.
Watch this. That's why the prayer that releases Gabriel was one day of prayer. But the prayer that released Michael was 21 days. What you are pushing from God determines how long you tarry, you wait, you pray, you enforce it. Pastor Ada, come. Pastor Paul, come. Watch this. This man is a bad guy for the purpose of what we are teaching. He has done a lot of stuff. Okay? He's taken to court. This man is the judge. He pronounces by all the stuff that has been brought to him, the evidence and the facts and the issues and the case. And he says, you are guilty. I sentence you 10 years imprisonment with hard labor. Watch this. That is the pronouncement of the judge. It is not for the judge to enforce it. It's for the police to say, right now, you have been sentenced. So hold him. Hold him. Hold. He holds him and take him to prison. Look at me. There are things that God has decreed and declared. But it's up to you as a believer to enforce it, to press it, to push it, and to release it. I wish you can look at someone and say, whenever you don't pray, please say, when you don't pray, you are like the police officer who has been bribed not to do his work. If you know you have not been bribed, lift up your hand and shout and say, yes. Yes. In the place of prayer, we enforce the decrees, the written words, the revelation, the scripture concerning your healing, your deliverance, your peace, your next level, your breakthrough, your testimony, your miracle. And 2024, I stand on this altar to declare whatever the Lord revealed to us, we shall see your club in a sick. Come on, say yes. Tell somebody, you look like you've been bribed. Tell somebody, the way you are seated, eh? Say, the way you are seated, eh? The way you are so cool, eh? The way you are not praying right now. The way you are not enforcing the finished work on the cross right now. If you know you are a warrior and an officer, rise up and shout and say yes. Yes, 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 yes. Before you are seated, tell somebody, I'm an officer. Or behave like an officer. Say, I'm an officer. How many of you are officers today? You say, I'm an officer. And this morning, I came to enforce, to enforce, to enforce, to enforce, to enforce. You're clapping, you're clapping, you're clapping, you're clapping. Please sit down. Prayer is the place of enforcement. What did God tell you about your son? Is that what you are saying? Refuse to agree with the devil. Because it takes two to agree. Tell that devil, unto what I heard becomes what I see. I'm not stopping, I won't stop enforcing it. And I will enforce, 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 enforce unto what I heard becomes. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Now, look at me, church. Nigeria has got a promise. This is not the Nigeria we saw in a vision. This is not the Nigeria God showed us. And until what we heard becomes what we see, we stay here at Warbeck 2024 and we enforce, we enforce, we enforce. Can you rise up and shout and say yes? Prayer. Please sit down. Please sit down. Please sit down. Please sit down. Malakadukataya. Come on. Karanonomotumataya. Ah, Kira Madu Atumaka.
Don't look at me like that. Open your mouth. Rikapaya. Tell somebody, I'm doing my work. Karama kapaya. Rapona kapaya. Rikapana kutaya. Koloba zipa. Rapano kapaya. Apiria nakapaya. Lokapana maka. Where are the officers? Where are the officers? Where are the soldiers? Where are the officers? Rapo. Kabe. Rame. Tile. Kole. Asue. Ipale. Ikanama. Ukwanama. Walusupa.
Please sit down. Smile and tell somebody, I'm just doing my job. Say, are you scared? I'm doing my job. Prayer, watch this, it's a factory. Prayer is a factory where destinies are made. One of the most powerful places, man of God, that you ever visit and go to is a factory. Oh, because in a factory, raw materials, intangible raw materials, are processed and turned into tangible materials. If you are sitting on a chair, are you on a chair? Do you see this microphone? What about this speaker? What about this? Do you see this? What about this altar? All this once upon a time were raw materials. They were intangible. First, it was just an intangible thought. It was an idea that entered into somebody's mind and heart and took it into a factory and began to produce it. And out of that factory experience, what was nothing became a chair, a sound, a microphone, a pulpit, lights, a building that you see. Prayer is a factory where God's mind, prophetic words, revelation, ideas are taken and transform and creates miracles, signs, wonders, destinies, purpose, power. The devil is a liar. In the place of prayer, you can create whatever you want. In the place of prayer, you can produce whatever you want. One of the reasons why, and the same situation is in Ghana, and Nigeria is worse. Because Nigeria, and it's not because I'm here. Anybody that knows me knows my love and passion for this country. Not because I'm a Nigerian, but I believe that for every 10 black people you meet, one is a Nigerian. And God will do nothing for black man without this country called Nigeria. It is just what it is. It is not because I'm here preaching. It's not because I'm a Ghanaian. Of course, I wish it was Ghana, but not Ghana. There's a reason why the largest gathering of black people, it is nation. And watch this. Not only do we have all this manpower, we have resources. We have oil. We have gold. We have platinum. We have bauxite. We have all these materials. But watch this. We only benefit 10, 15, 20% of the raw materials in Nigeria. If you take, for example, the bauxite, the gold, you have oil. In Ghana, we have cocoa. The cocoa business is about 20 billion. Ghana only benefits 1 billion. And between Ghana and La Côte d'Ivoire, we produce over 80% of cocoa. So how can we get only 1 billion? Because we are stuck at the extreme end of the food chain. When we only give raw material. We only give raw material. We don't add value. So on the value chain,
You can go and go and go and go and go and get to the 20 billion. But in order to get the 20 billion, you must learn how to add value to the raw material. Prayer is the same. God's word is the raw material. We have to take it to the factory of prayer, the factory of faith, the factory of knowing the man of God and forcing it to add value. Smile and tell somebody, if all you heard is the revelation, it's just one end. In order to add value, you got to learn how to enforce it and produce it and change. Prayer is a factory where value is added to destinies. You want to tell somebody, I'm here to add value to my life. In the place of prayer, we add value. What happens in the factory? Quickly, number one, in the factory, there's production. Whenever you come to the place of prayer, prayer can produce anything. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly. And out of nothing, he produced rain. Prayer is a place of production. When we pray, we produce. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Is it possible you are not availing much because you are not praying? In a place of prayer, we produce. There was nothing. But Elijah spoke and said, there shall be no rain. No dew. And we thought it was just a confession he made. Until James came to reveal that it was not just a confession, it was prayer. Elias was a man. He was flesh and blood. He sometimes was afraid. He was a man. He loved to sleep like you are sleeping right now. Elijah sweated. Elijah got angry. Elijah liked carbohydrates. Elijah loved to eat. Elijah was in traffic. Elijah paid bills. Elijah hustled. Elijah went through everything an ordinary man went through. But Elijah has something else. He prays earnestly. Tell somebody, I know you pray, but your prayer is like a desica. Say, your prayer is like you're being forced to pray. Say, your prayer is that somebody upset you. Say, your prayer is that you are angry. Say, your prayer is that you are not understanding what it means to pray. He prayed endlessly. And out of nowhere, Elijah produced miracles. 2024, how many are trusting God to produce stuff? Tell somebody, out of nothing. You got to say it with audacity. It's out of nothing. Come on, say it like you're a Nigerian. Say, out of nothing. I'm about to produce companies, businesses, more time company, a blue chip company. I'm about to produce dangerous things. You're clapping and singing a building right now. Receive it now. Come on, say yes. In the place of prayer, we produce. Number two, the second thing that is done in a factory is that in a factory, there is demolition. You take all kinds of raw material to the factory. And at first, it looks like they are destroying it. What is happening? They are destroying. They are demolishing. Look at me. In prayer, God does not only produce, he destroys. Look at me, church. We will not only be known for the things we created. We must be known for the things we destroy. Look at me, church. There are things in Nigeria that must be destroyed. Their army is low. I said, there are things in your family, in your father's house, in this nation, that must be destroyed. The church must rise up in prayer and destroy every occultism, every strange activity, every attack on our government, on our nation, on our economy, on our family. We must rise up and demolish it. In prayer,
demolition. Tell somebody, what are you going to be known for? For destroying. Look at me. We are the generation that will destroy every satanic, every occultic, every, you are not ready. We are the generation that says it's over. It must be broken. It must be destroyed. Affliction shall not rise again. The second time, you're clapping and shaking a bit right now in prayer. Watch this. In prayer, we demolish. We demolish anxiety. We demolish fear. We demolish strongholds. We demolish corruption. We demolish wickedness. We demolish satanic attacks. We come against anything that's not of God. Gideon went and destroyed the altars in the Father's house. Number three, in prayer, we replace. In a factory, you can go and replace. You bought a car, and the cars were all spoiled. What did they do? They call, they recall, and they replace. Let me tell you something. There are so many things that must be replaced in your life. You must evict some things for God to restore what the enemy took from you. You can look at me any way you want to look at me. But you know, there are some things that is not God. There are some things you find in your life that must just be replaced. It must go away. It must be destroyed. We have to take it out for God to restore. Jabez was a more honorable man than his brethren. But his mother called him Jabez, saying, I bore him in sorrow. Jabez said, I have the right to be bitter with my mom and get angry and upset and insult. But no, I go to God, the one who can replace and turn it around. Jabez went to God, and God replaced his destiny with the original one. Let me tell you something. There are some things that must just go away. And after this faith gathering, and this walk back, you live here a changed person. Jesus prayed and his garment were replaced. His garment changed. There's a changing dynamics in prayer. One of the places that women love the most is what? Ladies, where? No. Ladies, I had a fiancé and I built a house. So we went to the house. I built a single man. So we went to the house and I said, this is a house. And she was not amused or happy or pleased. It was a nice house with a swimming pool and all that kind of stuff. But she looked at me and said, hello, I'm not part of this. And I said, what do you mean? He said, the wardrobe is small. There's no walk-in closets. You build like you are a man. You build like you are single. I need me to be able to walk into this walk-in wardrobe and come out like a girl. You need to consider me. You build for yourself. You didn't build thinking of me being in your life, because I need a place where I can go and come out a changed person. I need a place to go where I can come out that my sweat, that I can come out with beauty. I can come out a changed person. I can come out looking good. The same is prayer. In the place of prayer, you go there and return with your garment changed. You don't spend time with God and come back the same person. Yes, sir. Finally, in the place of prayer, in the factory, we fix things. Not only do we replace, but if it is spoiled, we fix it. Let me tell you something. There are some things the enemy has done in your life that only God can fix it. There are some things you are dealing with that only God can fix it. In the place of prayer, we fix things. Smile and tell somebody, I'm about to fix you. You're not saying, I'm about to fix you. Come on, say, I'm going to fix you. Say, I'm not going to fix you. Say, I'm not going to fix you. Arguing, fighting, getting angry, I know what to do. I'm going to take you in prayer, and by the time I'm done praying, everything that must be fixed shall be fixed. How many of you are trusting God to fix some things 2024? Come on, clap your hand. Come on, shout right now. Come on, scream right now. Come on, give God your loudest shout of praise. Watch this. There are some things we got to fix it in God. Let me say this to you and we pray. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? Yes, I said, are you ready to pray? Yes, your voice is still. I said, are you ready to pray? Yes, I need you to scream like, are you ready to pray? Yes, rise up and say, yes sir. Yes, sir. Please sit down. All those of you who sat, you are a bright police officer. Please sit down. Please sit. Please sit. Please sit. Please sit.
Please sit. Please sit. Please sit down. Please sit down. When I say, are you ready to pray? You rise and say, yes, sir. Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Say, yes, sir. Please sit down. Please sit down. Please sit down. Please sit down. Watch this. The devil, watch this. Hear me. Nigeria, please hear me. Hear me. The devil is a master at putting what you hate into what you love. So you can give up what you love because of what you hate that has entered what you love. You hear what I said? You love somebody, but the enemy places something in the person that you don't like. And because of what you hate in the person you love, you walk out of the person because what you hate has entered what you love. Look at me. The reason why we got to fix things is because the devil is a master at planting stuff. He's good at putting anger and confusion and enemy and all kinds of stuff in your family, in your children, in your spouse, in your home. But today, whatever the enemy has planted in your family, it must be rooted out. Jesus said, whatsoever that was not planted by my Father shall be rooted. Oh, you got to demonstrate, shall be rooted out. Oh, I can't feel you. I can't feel you. Shall be rooted out. I need warriors. I need prayer people. I need people of faith. I need people of power. I need people that can move mountains. It shall be rooted. Come and say, out, 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 out. I can't hear you jump. I say, out, 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 out. Say, out. Lift up your hands right now. Korobo Sikataya. Open your mouth. Open your mouth right now. Rakobos. Lift up your hands. Rakobos. Zukapa. Lekedesh. Lift up your hands. Open your mouth. Rakebes. Karamos. I can't hear your voice. I can't hear your voice. Mazukapaya. Repana Makutaya. Lekapana Makutaya. Zopana Makutaya. Lekapana Makutaya. Lekapana Kataya. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Church, we know that prayer is a factory. Prophecy is boardroom decision of God. Prophecy is the executive decisions, determinations, plans, and purpose of God. But you know that if you're in a company and you get a board, you understand that decisions don't end just at the board. It must be taken down there and enforce it. God spoke, must take it and enforce it. Boardroom decision is prophecy. Prayer is a factory. Lift your hands right now. With your hand lifted, open your mouth, begin to speak in other tongues. Rika Pazuka. Lakamba Kutana Makapaya. Karana Nananana Masutaya. Open your mouth in prayer. Lika Parabo. Ramo Kapana Makutaya. Lepan no Kapaya. I can't hear your voice. 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 Lika Pace. Ramo Kapo. Ripana Makutaya. I can't hear your voice. Open your mouth. Ripan no Kapaya. Lekapana Makutaya. Ale Kabanu Kutaya. Mosana Makape. Ripan no Kopaya. Ripana Makutaya. Ripan no Makopo. Apiria Kapa. Ali Kapo Namate. Ripan no Kopaya. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Don't stop praying. 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 Rikabe. Lakabe. Aliata. Rikapaya. Kulaba. Vinama. Tunama. Kamidia. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Don't stop praying. Recapace. Lakapilia. Zupana Makuta. Lift up your hands. 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 Look at me. Did God tell you something? Have you heard from the Lord? Have you seen a vision? Did you get a word in the scriptures by revelation, by studying? Lift up your hands right now. In prayer, we enforce what we heard. And for the next 2 minutes, every word God told you, every word you fed in your spirit, every prophetic word, every scripture, every revelation, as you stamp your feet, Ayakapa, as you stamp your feet and clap your hand and open your mouth, begin to enforce it now. Rakapu, Korobosaya, Piliakapa, Kolomosina, Kolomosia, Kabanamotoya, Papelianokopaya, Ripanokapaya, Ripanakos, Likamosa, Alai Supaya. Ripanana kopaya, abiria na moto, ikala moto. Don't stop praying, 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 don't stop praying. Enforce it, 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 enforce it. You are not praying. Recapose. Piliamoko, Zupana, Kilamoso, Ruponos, Palieto, Palieto, Palieto. Come on, come on. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Please lift up your hand and tell somebody what I had. Say it with start. Say what I had must become what I see. Tell us I had something. But this year, I'm going to see it. How many are going to see what God told you right now? And say, yes. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Any contradiction over your sons, your daughters, this nation, your career, your family, your destiny, our house, our church, this house, by the power of prayer, as we stamp our feet and clap our hands, we override it in prayer right now. Decree right now that any contradiction, rapos, palakutai, roponokupa, sudamakapa, ikanamasa, ripanama. Don't stop praying. Open your mouth and pray. 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 Repent. Tell somebody. Tell somebody. I came to the miracle, faith, prayer, factory, where all things are possible. Do you believe what you are declaring right now? Lift up and shout and say yes. Hey, hey! Look at me, church. Look at me, church. In a factory, there's production. The next 1 minute, anything you are trusting God to create, to produce. Lift up your hands right now. In the place of prayer, we produce. The Father, Elijah, was a man subject to like passion as we are, but he prayed earnestly that it should not rain, and he prayed again that it should rain. Say, Father, by the power of prayer, by the power of faith, I produce miracles, healings, testimonies, deliverance. As I stand my feet and claw my hands, I am forced right now. Open your mouth and force it now. Don't stop praying. My time is up. Lift up your hands. My time is up. Let me tell you something. I said, in a factory, there's demolition. Look at me. We will not only be known for the things we created and built, but we must be known for the things we destroy. We got to destroy some evil culture, some strange tradition. We got to destroy anything that fight Nigeria. Got to destroy any stronghold in your background. Anything that contradicts and contend with your destiny. You got to destroy cancer, diabetes, and stroke. Lift up your hands, Rwanda. Kobo. Say, Father. Look at me. Lift on. Don't be Pharaoh. Don't be Pharaoh. Pharaoh was asked, when do you want me to get the frogs out? And Pharaoh said, tomorrow. There are people who are postponing your possibility. There are people who are saying, not this year, not Nigeria, we are not ready, not this administration, not this time around, not in Lagos. Lift up your hand. Say, Father, anything that is not of God in my life, Jesus said, whatsoever that was not planted by my Father shall be rooted out. Today, as I stand my feet and clap my hands, I destroy strongholds. Clap your hands. Destroy. Lakapala. Rapala, Colobos, Ripala, Lies, Sulais, Kales, Ipala. Are you praying? Are you praying? Stamp your feet. Clap your hand. Open your mouth. Cry. Where are the warriors? Where are the warriors? Lift up your hands. Thank God for. Do we love Pastor Poggio today? Do we love him? Come on. Let me hear you clap here. We do love this man of God. We just love him. Listen, I don't take for granted. I don't take for granted you giving me some extended time. Thank you so much. It takes a spiritual person to do this, right? Because there's a lot of stuff coming. But he's graciously said, we should press deep a little bit. And we didn't take for granted. Thank you so much. And hear me. When you come to Ghana, I'll retaliate. Lift up your hands right now. Look at me. I said, in a factory, we fix things. Tell somebody, I'm about to fix some things in your life. Can you turn to say, you are going to be fixed right now? So you are going to be fixed financially, emotionally, mentally, maritally, politically, socially, economically, next level. Are you clapping your hands and shouting? Come on, say yes. Yes. Lekapanakutaya. Now, I want you to turn to somebody face to face, one to one. This is going to get personal. Tell somebody, it's getting personal. Say, I'm about to fix you right now. What? Look at me. What are you trusting God for? What are you believing God for? Say, in prayer, we fix things. Now lift up your hands and look at the person. Lift your hand. Face the person. Lift your hand. Say, Father. One to one. Say, Father. I lift up this brother and sister before your throne. Anything that is yet to be fixed, anything that has gone out of alignment, out of your will, any contention, any wrestling, any ongoing battle, by the power of prayer, as I stand my feet and clap my hands, I fix you now. I command correction now. Clap your hand and pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
One last prayer. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Now, can we stand as the officers? Can you stand as an officer? Can you see you stretch your leg and stretch your arm and stand like an officer right now? Tell somebody, you got to look like an officer. Say, the way you are standing, it's like you've been bribed.
It's like you've been bribed.
Come on, stretch your leg and stretch your arm and let's go right now. Let's go right now. Let's go right now. Lift up. Hear me. In our church, in empowerment, it's so young that once you get to empowerment, you are 10 years younger. Yeah, we'll not allow you to just behave like that. That's why I'm dressed like this. Full every day have t-shirts. That's when you are pastoring young people. The only thing you get is t-shirt. Every day they give me t-shirt. But the good thing is that you are alive and well. Let me tell you something. Tell somebody, arise up. As an officer. Can you stretch your leg and stretch your arm and stretch your leg and stretch your arm? Bible says that, and thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. You have to appreciate, in order to understand, you have to appreciate the source of how you came into being. You were first a thought. And God said, let us make man. God decided to think about it. Tell somebody, there are some things that has not happened, but it's on God's mind. Tell someone, you are on God's mind. Say, 2024, God is thinking about you. Oh, are you excited that God is thinking about you right now? Come on, say yes. God is thinking about you. Then, what was on God's mind, God spoke it. Never you say what you don't believe. Don't say like, oh, we are dying. We are suffering. Hey, Nigeria. Never you say what you don't believe. Speak what you believe. And I believe I'm blessed beyond curse. I'm anointed, I'm favored, I'm called by God. God's hand is upon me. I make a difference. I change the world. I'm the change Nigeria is waiting for. Your club is shaking up in the run. I give God praise. Watch this. Watch this. Then God spoke it. That's why it matters the way you speak. We believe and therefore we speak. If you don't believe, don't say it. Tell somebody, I believe that it is your year of possibilities. Say, mountains move. Say, you shall go forward. You are a success. You win always. You advance always. You do well on every side. You prosper always. You are the redeemer of the Lord. Anybody excited right now that you win always? Watch this. Then finally, so the creation part is the last one. You were a thought, you were spoken before you were created. Let us make man before God created. So when it comes to the manifestation, it's the last bit. But it's the speaking that will produce the manifestation. This morning, for the next 60 seconds, whatever you are believing God for, decree it. Lift your hands. Let's go into prayer. Say, Father,
I decree
and declare the mountains are moving.
The mountains are moving
on my left and right.
On my left and my right.
Wherever I go,
I succeed.
I advance. I produce. As I stand my feet and clap my hands.
I decree right now.
Begin to decree and enforce and decree and enforce.
Hold it.
Please hold it. Some of you are prone to praying negative prayer than positive prayers. If I told you I saw an enemy, some prayer, the devil's out of it. This one's you and your God. I say, enforce anything the Lord has laid on your heart. You believe you are called to do your destiny. Lift on and say, Father. Or louder, say, Father. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am forced. 2024.
Possibilities.
At all levels.
Financially.
Politically,
socially,
maritally,
career-wise,
as I stand my feet and clap my hands,
I am forcing now.
Open your mouth and force.
In the name of Jesus.
Listen. Hear me. I want to stand on this highly exalted altar to thank God for Pastor Poggi for having me. I don't take your inviting me for granted. I know you. We have also followed your ministry. You've impacted. You've been one of those guys we all look up to. Though you are cool and calm, you don't make noise. The only problem is that you're a Liverpool fan, but we'll deal with that. But you are so loved and you're so special. And look at me. Hear me. There are some things only Africans can understand. And thank you. And I'm a prophet. Really wanted to minister the prophetic, but I want to honor this house and stand on the existing protocols and do what I've seen others do. And I don't take your altar for granted. And I'll retaliate very soon. Maybe not like this, but in an empowerment way. Thank you so much, Nigeria. Thank you for having me. And God bless. I love you.
This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.